Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I know you guys are right on the battle lines of trying to figure out what things look like going forward through this pandemic, and especially as it relates to the church. We have a lot of people that really miss the community. We're meant for community, and that's the one thing that we're kind of lacking, but we still have it in a sense with the streaming service. But what are you guys seeing and what are you guys hearing, at least from your congregation, in regards to handling this balance of remaining involved but also from a distance?
We've noticed a rather broad spectrum of reactions and thoughts as it relates to the virus and the pandemic as a whole. You know, we have some that are really afraid, and then we have other people on the other side who just don't really think this is a viable issue. And so what we've chosen to do is we've chosen to make a focus, a ministry of caring for the full spectrum. So we want to be sensitive, we want to be loving. So that's our primary focus, is a caring attitude of sensitivity to the broad spectrum of reaction to the COVID-19.
We've been working really hard to try to keep our congregation connected together, and we've done three different things in order to do that. We have created Sunday morning experiences that is pretty much just watch and participate in that way. And then we've had our connection groups and the discipleship class that we're doing through Zoom. So that gives people an opportunity to participate together and give and take and see each other's faces and things like that. And then the third thing we've done is we've created a daily video that's about 5 to 10 minutes long that does anything from cover important topics or what's going on in church to just doing fun things together as a church. And between those three things, we think we've done a pretty good job of trying to develop a sense of community when we're so far apart from each other.
It's definitely stretched the bounds of creativity, and you guys have done a great thing with that 5-minute video. From starting something that just kind of helped fill a need with that, is this something you see going forward? Maybe you just want to have some fun and keep doing this even after all the shutdown orders and restrictions are lifted.
Yes, we absolutely believe that this is something that's going to continue on. We call it our 5 to 5. The platform of this 5 to 5 can be serious, but can also be light and just fun. So with the onset of COVID-19, we felt like we had to find a way to get into people's homes, to be a voice of encouragement when there was such discouragement out there on the airwaves as it related to news and things like that that was coming forth. And we said, we want to be a voice of encouragement. And we want them to know that God is in control, that he can be trusted, that this is not a surprise to him. And in a simple 5 minutes to 5 video, we could be that voice of encouragement. And it's what a huge impact that that's had already on our congregation. Pastor Jim, you want to share something about this?
It was really important trying to develop a pastoral team mentality here at Auburn Alliance Church. And the primary stage, of course, for pastors is Sunday morning preaching. And only one of us can do that a week. But by doing the podcast, it allowed both of us to be able to talk about the topic for the sermon, to be able to put our own thoughts and our own ideas there, and to do it in a conversational format we felt would draw other people from our congregation into wanting to have a conversation about whatever the sermon topic was for that particular week.
One of the other venues that's probably the biggest one right now is streaming. There's been churches that I've heard from that said, we didn't even have a streaming service, and now we've gone into one. Others that maybe it was the forgotten child, and now those streaming church services are seeing hundreds or thousands of people, numbers that we would never even think of seeing beforehand. Is this something that's going to become more of a focus for the church, at least in you guys' opinions, going forward of really emphasizing the streaming options?
Yeah, we have decided as a team, as both a leadership team and as a pastoral team, that the online presence that we have has to continue. Having a ministry of caring to our congregation, even after the door has been opened, provided by the New York government, that there are still going to be people that are going to be concerned and sensitive. And how can we help them be connected to the church is to continue the online presence. And so, yes, we are definitely going to be continuing on with an online service, and it's really geared for ministering to those that were still going to be rather sensitive about the whole virus thing.
Yeah, I think another posture for us to take on that is we wanted to be online for quite a while, but it just kept kind of getting pushed to the back burner. And what this pandemic did is it forced us to put that on the front burner. And now that it's there, it's not going away.